X, Whiskey 4, Victor X-Ray, mobile, no traffic.
Victor X-Ray, this is 74 SOE. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Down here in Lawrence County, heading up 385 shortly. So I copy the mail. How are things on your end? The name here is Chris.
My name is Sean. I'm up here in Greenville. How are the roads looking from Lawrence up this way on 385?
It's fine. No evidence of any significant damage whatsoever. Maybe a few trees were down right after the storm, but everything's clear now. Speed limit ride, and I'm currently on Highway 49 in Lawrence, and it's clear as well. All the roads are in good shape down here.
How are the infrastructure down in Lawrence County? Is it starting to come back online?
No. Maybe in spots. I don't know for certain, but I live in Union County. We do not have power. City of Union does not have power. There is... I'll have to find out more when I get to work, and I can talk to guys from all over the place down this way. I know yesterday Fountain Inn didn't have power. Honeya Path, those kind of places were still down. Don't know what's going on today, though.
Man, it's tough. Well, I assume you have power at work.
They never lost power. I can't believe it. The street or the stoplights were still down yesterday, but the plant had power. So I work at General Electric. Yeah, everything's fine.
With electric in the name, they got that part figured out. Does it feel weird? I tell you what I noticed is like we didn't get power back up here until last night. So a couple days ago, I mean, we were running off generator, so but we pretty much kept the lights off. I walked into a friend's office. There was air conditioning. There was internet. There was power. I feel like I stepped on another planet.
So I live out in the middle of nowhere, but there's a couple of houses around, and so one of my neighbors came over. So I'll set the stage a little bit. This year, my big project was installing a solar power system so that we could go off grid. So that means batteries and solar panels and all that good stuff. And so, you know, we're doing fine. I mean, I can run the air conditioner. I have Starlink for internet. So he comes over, and you know, we invite him over for a dinner, and he lives by himself, and he's like 76 now, something like that. And he was like, "I can't believe you have air conditioning." Like, well, it wasn't cheap, but it was worth it.
It's mind blowing. I found some holes in my power plant, but I've got to make some adjustments now. Yeah, it was all theoretical until Friday, so you can only guess what you think might be the problem or what you need to fix. But now I have real problems that I know, and then I can shore those up.
This is W4VX. That's a good way to look at these kind of things. You know, it's well, Lawrence Academy is still not open, so no school at Lawrence Academy. You know, this is a great opportunity to do a good solid after-action report and, you know, think through all that good stuff. And I know I've made notes. I've been listening to various repeaters and how the different amateur radio groups have responded, because we've got a little club going on in Union / Cherokee County, and it's new, and so, you know, I'm also kind of launching an ARES team, and so it's been a great opportunity to take a lot of notes. And, of course, all those notes mean work at the end of the day, but, one of my weaknesses is I kind of took the attitude that, you know, I don't need a generator. Until Saturday was kind of cloudy and my solar panels weren't exactly working as well as they should, and I had run my batteries down. So, mental note, I'm going to get that generator fixed and working and in place.
A little something's better than nothing. So, that's the one downside to solar is if you get a long spell of cloudy days, if they charge your batteries, it's suboptimal at best. W4SOE.
I'll be right back.
DRV status update.
DRV W4SOE, good morning.
Things as well as can be expected. QT on Butler Road at 385, no gas. Sphinx on Butler Road at 385, gas, no lines.
All right, we got this. QT at Butler Road at 385, no gas. And the Sphinx at the same intersection has gas, no line. I got it. Anything else for us this morning?
I'm on my way to work. I'm taking the extreme long way, and I will let you know what I find.
Be careful out there. We'll appreciate the report. W4SOE.
Mobile monitoring.
W4VX, Whiskey 4 Victor X-ray. Hey, thanks for that information. I drive right by that exit every day, and I got a half a tank, and I've been tapping my fuel reserves to get into work, so I appreciate that. I'm going to fill up in a couple of cans as well.
Gun 4, is that okay?
Was that you, Shane? W4SOE.
Fuel report. At West Blue Ridge Drive, 253, and Whitehorse Road, Highway 25. There were people there getting fuel.
QT, West Blue Ridge Drive is what I got. Give me the rest of that, please.
Ridge Drive at Highway 25, Whitehorse Road, on the southwest side of Greenville.
All right, QT on West Blue Ridge Road and Highway 25. And they have gas.
I know people were pumping fuel when I drove by.
Thank you, sir.
The Walmart there was open. And the Planet Fitness, and they had hot showers. And four, is that okay?
I rode yesterday. I went from Roper Mountain down to the Lytle, which is kind of getting towards the end of the main part of the heavily populated part of Woodruff Road there, and even the precision tune was online and changing oil.
Another Sphinx station, Whitehorse Road, and it's a brand new Whitehorse Road and 123. There was one car at the pumps, and I didn't see any bags on them, but I can't guarantee anything.
Cool, I wrote that down too. You know what? Coming a hot commodity is ice. Can't find it anywhere.
Local ice machines too that make ice, if they do have power, they're having trouble keeping up.
Yeah, I didn't buy it for this type of scenario, but I got one of those little countertop ice makers. Just pour a couple bottles of water in, plug it in, and it makes ice. It's been really handy.
Little simple conveniences, that's really nice. By the way, I heard you say you were at Fort Campbell for a while. One of my brothers was there he was stationed there, and then he contracted, probably there for 20 years.
Yeah, I was stationed there when I was in the military, and then contracted there for a brief period of time. In 2006, I took a job as a contractor, embedded to a unit, went over to Iraq. Worked with them and then came back with them, but there was still some money to be made over there, and I had made some contacts, so I went back over, and that was an in-place contract, so the job was in Iraq or Afghanistan, which is where I ended up after Iraq, but it was an in-place position, so there was no rotating in and out.
Service. I'm not sure when he left Fort Campbell, but he was with DynaCorps, and he actually moved to Florida with them for a while. But anyway, he was there for quite a while. I know he, his specialty while he was in, he was a crew chief on the Chinook helicopters.
Yeah, maintenance is a good field to get into. So let the military train you, and then do your time as long as you want to do it. And then usually you can just roll out kind of a revolving door, change into civilian clothes, and roll back in as a contractor.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far now. And a lot of traffic lights out. I'm having to pay attention to all the people that are trying to follow the four-way stop people through, you know, breaking their turn. I already seen some fingers get thrown up in the air. We'll talk to you later, Sean. W4SOE, and thanks for what you're doing. N4ZLK.
Shane, and remember, they're just telling you you're number one. Nothing to worry about. W4SOE.
Looked at me, trust me. N4ZLK.
SOE from K4NWX.
NWX, W4SOE. Good morning, Rich.
Just want to check in, make sure that the wind link is still working okay for you. I saw you on there earlier this morning.
Man, it's lightning fast. I was trying not to rely solely on that node because I know other people are as well, so I was trying to spread out my communication and my polls, but man, your node is just lightning fast.
I got one of the new P4 modems, and then I'm hooked to my internet is like 300 up, 300 down. There's another guy in Seneca. His node is KO4HJO, and his should be just as fast as mine if you can hit him. But no, that's why mine is up there. Feel free to keep using it. And I guess you saw my email. I extended that time now through the end of this event.
I don't think I've ever even come close to using it up before this event, but I kept seeing that number going down. I was starting to get a little bit worried, so I appreciate you doing that.
Fine, you're getting close to that 900 number. For some crazy reason, let me know, and I'll extend it even more. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Thanks for what you're doing out there. Hope you all have a good day. I'll check in with you later. This is K4NWX.
Careful, and once the dust settles, I need to get over there and take a look at your new radio. Take it easy, W4SOE.
4SOE, K9FMZ.
Station, good morning. My ear was itching, and I didn't hear your full call sign. Come again, please.
Kilo 9, Foxtrot, Mike Zulu. This is Suzanne in Hendersonville. I have Verizon cell service. I've had no problem until this morning. Now there's no cell phone internet, no cell phone service on Verizon. Have you heard if this is a widespread thing going on now? Over.
No, I have not heard anything. I'm on Verizon down here in Greenville, and I've yet to see the internet or the data service come up on it. Although I have been able to text, I think, since Saturday. Are you able to text or make a phone call or anything?
Call, it just drops, and when I text, it says text will be sent later when a network is available.
Okay. Let me do a check, ask you a question. When you're sitting at the house, do you normally have Wi-Fi, your phone connected to Wi-Fi?
Sometimes, but I haven't done it. Now, I'll double-check that, though, to see if accidentally the Wi-Fi setting is on it.
Yeah, similar error on my phone and realized somehow I had turned the Wi-Fi back on, and then it was kind of panicking because it couldn't reach the network, you know, my home network, and do Wi-Fi calling or texting. So check that. I'm not saying that's a problem, but certainly worth looking at.
9FMZ clear.
Information, I wrote it down here. Let me know how you make out so I can, and I'll try to put the information out if it is indeed truly down there.
Good morning again, Sean.
Yes.
Good morning again, Patrick. You're heading up to the church?
Roger that. And everybody's getting up here, so the cell towers may be overloaded. And you got another station trying to get in there.
4SOE, come again.
3ST, up here around Asheville, I'm in Hendersonville, but they said to check and make sure your phone is in Rome because of how they're connecting the towers together to let everyone use all the towers. So I don't know if she could check on her phone that you have your Rome button on. KM4EFT.
Information, and I want to make sure I got the call sign right. Is that Kilo Mike 4 Echo Foxtrot Tango?
I understand, especially when I say it fast. You got it right. KM4EFT, good morning to y'all.
I've been listening for a few days. I believe that's Miss Shannon. Is that correct? Miss Shannon, thank you so much for the information. That could be very helpful to a lot of people, so I'll make sure to make a note of it, and we'll try to put it out as people call in.
Are you listening to that iHeart Asheville? I don't know if you can get, I guess you can get it from the Gallup station in Greenville, but they're they have nonstop coverage.
Heart Network.
This is AM/FM radio I'm talking about.
Patrick say AM720 is kind of broadcasting nonstop with updates. That's the only one I'm aware of.
KO4HKX.
AM720 and the FM, I think, is 94.9. I hope I don't have that wrong, but up here in this area, and also I know they have a Greenville station that's tied in, but they're all doing the same broadcast, which they're calling iHeart. I don't know if you get this through that app or not, because I don't have internet, but iHeart Asheville. And like 99.9 Kiss Country is it, and then I don't know if you can get AM 570, but Kiss Country 99.9 is doing really good. They're it's just constant interviewing county information officers and all these updates, you know, and the mayors and sheriffs and all that. So that's where I got the information about going, making sure your roam button turned to on. KM4EFT.
W4SOE. All right, Ms. Shannon, thank you so much for that information. I know that's going to be helpful to some, so we'll see if we can make sure to let people know, and about 99.9 and AM 570 if it's available. Thank you so much.
Hope y'all have a great day. KM4EFT.
KM4EFT from W4SOE 73.
4SOE, K9FMZ.
Z, go ahead, Suzanne.
Check, my phone is not set for Wi-Fi, and it's enabled for roaming, so I guess I'll check with some of my neighbors and see if they're having the same issue.
They could be doing some cutovers and some readjusting too, and just taking it down temporarily to, I mean, I hope that's what it is. It's wishful thinking, but that is a realistic possibility. So, check with them, and hopefully it's nothing too serious. They're just, you know, bringing things back online and readjusting stuff.
Noticed that an email I wrote last night had not been sent. That made me wonder if something went down last night.
And in a lot of cases, if they're bringing power back online in an area, they might have to take a piece of it down to tie it back in. I mean, there's so many variables there. But hopefully the service will return to you shortly.
It's great to be a ham and have this access. Thank you for your work, K9FMC Clear.
For kind words, K9FMC, W4SOE 73.
SOE W4VX.
Yeah, W4SOE.
A half a mile long string of lineman trucks getting off on West Georgia Road, so maybe Simpsonville will be getting some power back.
They're staging and setting up to get it going.
W4VX, can I call the Hendersonville station K9FMZ for a minute?
We're not running a formal net right now. It's not directed, so the machine's all yours.
W4VX.
That's K9FMZ.
Word of the conditions in Bat Cave, North Carolina?
DMR net on Monday nights, and one of the guys that has like a cottage there said it was destroyed. He said at least it didn't end up, the house did not end up at Lake Lure, but he said they'd have to go back and get their mementos out. KQ4CFE, I don't know if you know him, Marty from Bat Cave is his handle. We haven't, we're trying to find out if he's okay, but I think he lived in an area that was not in the direct line of flooding. That's all I know.
It was mostly related to the Broad River and the flooding?
I think so.
Old colleague of mine called. He lives up in Tennessee. He's got a friend in Bat Cave, and he asked me if I could use ham radio to see if I could find something out about Bat Cave. So I'll give him a call this morning with that information. K9FMZ, W4BX, thank you. I'm clear.
I saw a post on Facebook when I was able to get on it yesterday morning. It showed the Bat Cave area where Route 9 goes, you know, where Route 9 starts, and it looked pretty bad. The Broad River is washing houses away.
Information, is that Shannon, W4VX, name here is Chris.
In Hendersonville area, I'm northeast of Hendersonville in Mountain Home. Route 9 is going up through past Bat Cave, you know, towards Black Mountain is in pretty bad shape. But that's all I know about that. But if you can get sometime access to Facebook, I was looking at it about 4 in the morning, and I was able to see this video. I can't remember the name of it was North Carolina Weather or something like that. I can't remember the name of the place right now, but they had a long story about people escaping from the Bat Cave area on Route 9. If you can find it on there, like say in the middle of the night, maybe you might have a chance. KM4EFT.
Station, Whiskey 4, Victor X-ray.
Go. VX-K2-HME.
W4VX.
Chris, this is Dwayne. I'm in Greenville. A friend of mine's son is a pastor at Bat Cave Baptist Church. He said basically Bat Cave's gone. His residence and the church were fine, and it was used as a temporary shelter, but he has been airlifted. He and his family have been airlifted out of there. That's the latest I've got from someone on the ground there, K2HME.
Interesting. Well, thank you for that information. This will be good. I'll be able to get back to my friend and let him know that things aren't good up there in Bat Cave.
K2HME monitoring.
Where?
HKKKF4NXY. And this is Whiskey 4 Sierra Oscar Echo. Good morning. Could you give us the call sign again, please?
Popping and scratching on the repeater. I'm not making the clouds too good this morning. I guess I'm still a little bit out of range. I'll try again a little later. KF4NXY.
KF4
94NXY. You're making it. There is a lot of noise behind you, but you are making it. Is there something I can help you with this morning?
We're just going to let everybody know that looks like they got electricity down to Ware Place now. A couple of the gas stations are open down here, too. So that's good news. And I'll probably be getting in the Moonville a little bit and be getting into the machine a little better. So everybody have a good day. KF4NXY.
XY from W4SOE. Okay, I wrote down Ware Place. Some power is restored. And yeah, call us back when you get to a better spot. W4SOE.
SOE W4VX.
W4SOE.
Pulled up at the Sphinx on Butler and 385.
Was there still very little line? The panic buying is starting to taper off now.
So, it's amazing. But yeah, no further comment or information to pass along. I'll keep my tongue properly bit. W4VX.
VX from W4SOE. Well, thank you so much. Be careful out there, W4SOE.